show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The Package 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Is he in here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy them. freetalklive.com as we talk about another radio show. Somebody who did a pretty smooth move on his listeners, Jerry Klein, suggested that all Muslims in the United States should be identified with a crescent-shaped tattoo or distinctive armband. When he made that suggestion on the air, the phone lines jammed instantly. The first caller to the station in Washington said that Klein must be off his rocker. The second congratulated him and added, quote, "Not only do you tattoo them in the middle of their forehead, but you ship them out of this country. They're here to kill us." And these aren't unlike comments we've received on Free Talk Live, except we've never played a role like this. We've never acted as though we really believed in labeling Muslims and shipping them outside of the borders. That's what this guy was doing. He was playing a hoax, essentially, on his listeners. Another said that tattoos, armbands, and other identifying markers, such as crescent marks on driver's licenses, passports, and birth certificates, didn't go far enough. "What good's identifying them?" he asked. "You have to set up encampments like during World War II with the Japanese and Germans." Now, you know, when you hear these quotes, you almost don't even believe it. You almost think, could people in America really think this way?
This is why democracy is bad. Because, you know, if democracy was the only way that we ruled this country, mm-hmm. being gay would be illegal, being black would be illegal, being, I don't know, Jewish would be illegal, all these things that aren't the most popular thing around mm-hmm. would be illegal, because, you know, that's what I think is right, because that's what I do with my life. We need to have protections of the Bill of Rights, and we need to not compromise those things, because otherwise...
But Mark, they're trying to kill us!
Once the compromise
this ain't
is
about,
made...
This ain't about no black folk or Jewish folk. They're not trying to kill us, Mark. These people are trying to kill us all.
Where's your evidence?
We got to put them in the camps.
Where's your evidence that they're trying to kill us?
Just look at 9/11. Everything changed.
So what if Christians bomb something in the United States?
Then don't do that. Christians don't do that.
What about
Jesus?
Timothy McVeigh?
He loved Jesus. He wasn't a Christian. He was a Muslim.
That's right. The second bomber or whatever the hell. The third.
That's right. He had an
bomber.
Iraqi. All right, so 800-259-9231, if you think that Muslims should have identifying information, identifying markers, armbands, there was some politician that wanted to have a special Muslim-only line at airports. And when that suggestion was made, I immediately thought, well, wait a minute, if you want to have a Muslim-only line, how are you going to determine who stands in that line? In order to have a Muslim-only line, you'll have to have some sort of Muslim identification.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to go in the other line.
Especially if I'm an illegal alien Muslim terrorist guy, I'm going to have and they have something like that, my name's going to be John Smith.
Yeah. At the end of the one-hour show, Rich with Arguments, it sounded like it was just like a Sunday show or something, Rich with Arguments on why the visual identification of the threat in our midst would alleviate the public's fears, Klein revealed that he'd staged a hoax. It drew out reactions that are not uncommon in post-9/11 America. He said, quote, "I can't believe any of you are sick enough to have agreed for one second with anything that I said," he told his audience on WMAL 630 in Washington. "For me to suggest to tattoo marks on people's bodies, have them wear armbands, put a crescent moon on their driver's license or on their passport or birth certificate is disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. Because basically what you just did was show me how the German people allowed what happened to the Jews to happen. We need to separate them. We need to tattoo their arms. We need to make them wear the yellow Star of David. We need to put them in concentration camps. We basically just need to kill them all because they're so dangerous." The show aired on November 26th, the Sunday after the Thanksgiving holiday, and Klein said in an interview afterwards that he had been surprised by the response. Well, I'm not. I'm not surprised by it at all. We've heard it on this show without having to play games. We've gotten into the issue of transportation and terrorism and the surveillance state here in America. And just, I mean, without specifically even asking the question about should Muslims be identified. We've had people call in and advocate these things. It's despicable.
Put them in camps, bomb them till they till it's a parking lot, bomb them back to the Stone Age. I heard somebody, not even just a regular person, but some kind of political person, I can't remember identify who it was, but I heard it on the television or radio in the, within the last week, that that's one of the options that we have to look at for solving the problem with in Iraq. Hey!
What? Bombing the place?
Bombing the place. Wait a second. We went over there. They didn't ask us to come over there. I mean, we were supposed to get Saddam Hussein out of control, and we did that a long damn time ago.
I just don't understand.
Well, now we want to kill them all because we can't solve their problems?
How can somebody think that way? I mean, if you are somebody who thinks that bombing the entire country into the Stone Age is the answer, how could you possibly come to that conclusion when what you're advocating is very clearly killing every innocent person within an X square mile radius? How could you possibly think about killing innocent children? Women, children, men, all these people. There's the vast majority of people in this area, in the Iraq area of the world, have never done anything to you.
They just
never
want to live their lives in peace. Now, there's granted there's some bad guys doing some bad stuff over there, running amok. But should we really just kill the 99 out of 100 people that are doing nothing to us?
It's bewildering to me.
Michael Savage would have us do that.
I'm sure he would. And a number of his followers would also advocate this. And if you're somebody who thinks that's the way to approach the situation, 800-259-9231. And there are apparently a number of Americans that think this way. According to this Reuters article, polls show widespread anti-Muslim sentiment. Those in agreement aren't a fringe minority. A Gallup poll this summer of more than 1,000 Americans showed that 39% were in favor of requiring Muslims in the United States, including American citizens, to carry special identification. 39% of Americans. What are you thinking? 800-259-9231. If 39% of Americans in a scientific poll, 1,000 Americans, that's scientific, done by Gallup, if almost 1 out of every 2 Americans, 4 out of every 10 Americans feel this way, certainly one of them's listening to this show. 800-259-9231. How would you like to see this happen? I mean, let's say you get what you want. You get your special Muslim identification card or crescent moon on the driver's license or tattoo on the forehead or whatever it is that the requirement will be. How do you go about getting people into the program? Do we open the phone book and go after all of the obviously so-called Muslim names first?
However, My friend Ali El-Hajj, his grandfather immigrated to America. I mean, he's second-generation American. He's as American as I am.
The question was, including American citizens.
I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
And you know, he's no more Muslim than I am Christian.
Yeah, but his last name is Hajj.
Yes, well,
and how do you prove that somebody
and
was...
And it's not even his legitimate last name, because his grandfather... You know, I mean, it was Ellis Island. He didn't speak English very well.
They got it wrong.
Right. El-Hajj is actually a title for somebody who makes a trip to Mecca. So it's like the pilgrim or something like that. So
he's not really even a Muslim then, is what you're saying.
Is he? He's not religiously a Muslim.
Right.
No.
So is it going to be only people who are religiously Muslim or people who have a Muslim heritage last name? I mean, what are the rules going to be for this?
What happens if white people convert?
They didn't specify the color of the person, but Muslim was the definition. So how would you organize this program if you were in charge? You who want to protect the nation. You who want to protect your culture. 800-259-9231. 25% of those polled said they wouldn't want to live next door to a Muslim. A third of Americans said that Muslims in the United States sympathize with Al-Qaeda. They think that they all do. This is crazy. What are you thinking? 800-259-9231.
Muslims in America did sympathize with Al-Qaeda, but, you know, that's just...
Oh, Muslims all Muslims in America?
Two.
All Muslims in America?
Muslims means
more
two.
Coming back. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 1st, 2006. Gold's at $644.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $666.75, $334.56 for half, and $167.28 for quarter ounce coins. That's $665.75, $334.56. At 167.28. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231, the packet 8. .net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of neat stuff, and it's all for free, including live streams, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both sizes will fit virtually any internet connection at freetalklive.com. Did I mention it's free, like all the other features on our website? Compare our feature list to this feature list of any of the membership areas of all those other radio talk show hosts, and you'll find that we beat them. Every single one of them, every time. Seriously, if there's somebody out, if there's a radio talk show out there that has more features than we do, even in their membership area? And again, we give all of ours away on our site.
It would be difficult for me to know whether they have more features in their membership area because you have to pay to get into
right.
it.
We don't. Well, you can still see on the outside. They sell what their features are. Mm. So, yeah, if there's anybody else out there that's beaten Free Talk Live as far as content goes, I'd love to know about them. Until then, I'll continue to claim that we're number one. We're number one! 800-259-9231. So, the anti-Muslim sentiment in America is pretty despicable. 1,000 Americans polled by Gallup this summer, 39% of them were in favor of requiring Muslims in the United States, including American citizens, to carry special identification, a special Muslim identification card, potential terrorist identification card. I mean, what is this crap? And how could you possibly consider yourself a liberty-loving American and think this way? Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't consider yourself a liberty-loving American. Maybe you consider yourself a fascist or a Nazi.
I'm sure the Germans, when they were doing this to the Jews in late 1930s in Germany, you know, they just kind of, oh, well, I guess government knows what it's doing. So, it could happen.
1-800-259-9231. Well, a poll carried out by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, an advocacy group, found that for one in three Americans, the word Islam triggers negative connotations such as war, hatred, and terrorist. The war in Iraq has contributed to such perceptions. Klein's show, we're talking about a guy who did a radio show where he pretended like he was for identifying Muslims, which managed to stir up a bunch of phone calls from people that agreed with him. He says he followed a week of heated discussions on talk radio, including online forums over an incident on November 22nd involving six Muslim clerics who were handcuffed and taken off of a U.S. Airways flight after passengers reported suspicious behavior that include praying in the departure gate area. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Do I get to kick the Christians off the flight because they're praying too? What are you talking about?
Well, it's not even getting kicked off the flight. They weren't even on the flight, but when they were doing the praying. But I think it's tacky. I think it's tacky.
To pray?
I think it's tacky to pray loudly in a public space.
Hello!
Is that what they were doing?
Akbar! Oh, is that what they were doing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's precisely what they were doing. They had their little rugs out, and they were facing towards Mecca, and they were, in the Muslim sort of praying that goes on, mm-hmm. is that's how they do it. They yell
they
these things. Yeah.
Allah Akbar! Well, it may be tacky, but hey, whatever.
Well,
it's all their business.
It's tacky. And in the same way that if it would be tacky to jump up on one of the chairs and start lifting your hands above your head and kind of jostling up and down on your feet and calling down the power of the Holy Spirit on the whole airport. God bless
right.
this plane. You know, I mean, you could very well find people that would do things
sure,
like that.
Sure. Well, they were
it's tacky.
The clerics were on their way to a meeting of the North American Imams Federation, were detained in a holding cell, questioned by police and FBI agents, then released. Muslim community leaders saw the incident as yet more evidence of anti-Muslim prejudice in America. Several American Muslims interviewed on the subject of prejudice over the past few weeks said ignorance was the core of the problem. Mohammed Issa, a U.S. Muslim Arab descent, who teaches a course on Islam at a college in Maryland, says the level of knowledge is very, very low. There are 1.3 billion Muslims in the world, and some people think they're all terrorists. Hassam Ahmed, a retired Air Force Reserve colonel who occasionally leads prayer meetings for the small Muslim congregation at the Pentagon, agreed. Ignorance is the number one problem. Education is of the essence. And I'm telling you, if we create a program that mandates that Muslims have a identification card, that's not going to help the ignorance issue. It's just going to propagate it. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that there should be some sort of identifying mark or card or something or other that
What's
should
that
be placed
help
on
us
Muslim
do?
Americans?
What's the?
I don't know. Make you feel better about something? I'm not really even sure, but 39% of Americans think it's going to do something. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Amy in West Virginia, listening on Super Talk in Charleston. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking, you guys, I was hearing you wanting to get more callers in on your program.
Yeah.
And I have a suggestion to make.
Okay.
I would love it if you guys, you'd be the only people that would have a format where you gave equal time to opposing points of view.
We're Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. It does. There's no specific point of view requirement.
Right. So somebody who agrees or disagrees could very well be the person that we take.
We have that format.
And, you know,
we kind of lost it under Reagan in his first administration.
What do you mean?
Where you have informed people, such as you guys who would be doing the research,
mm-hmm.
to give equal time to opposing points of view. Like, let's take Katie Couric. You know
okay.
why she might be struggling? She came from an infomercial format. You watch that Good Morning America program, yada yada stuff. They're pitching product. They're pitching product. She's not an anchor. She was taken from a format where she talked about Hollywood and she talked about products. We lost.
So wait a minute. I guess I'm missing your point here. I mean, Free Talk Live is a talk show that's not like the other shows. We don't screen out calls.
We kind of are because it's just distraction.
What do you mean?
You're
by
not
that?
Giving us quality. You're wanting opinion and yada. You're not giving us information.
Ah, you're looking for a more informational show, something more like the news.
Oh no! You're running neck and neck with the news. There is no news.
Well, now
we lost it under Reagan's first administration.
Free Talk Live doesn't purport to be a news show. We're an entertainment show. We talk about issues, and we take calls from anybody who's got an issue that they want to discuss or a position on an issue that we happen to be discussing.
And positions on issues are important because that's what focuses what the politicians are going to go after next. In what manner they're going to limit our freedom in the next time is... You know, basically,
what manner we allow them to limit our freedom.
What is it that happened during the Reagan administration that changed everything for you, Amy?
It was mandated by the government. The government regulated the news industry to where, by law, you had to give equal time to opposing points of view.
Oh, yeah. What's that called, Mark? There's a term for that in the business. It's so long gone now. But
Neither one of us were even out of... our middle year.
It was where if you had a Republican candidate on a talk show, you also had to have the Democratic candidate on that same show, the next hour or the next day for the same amount of time. That's precisely what that law was. But how would that apply with Free Talk Live, Amy? For instance, we are not Republicans or Democrats.
I'm offering you a suggestion.
We're offering you a suggestion to get
callers in because I think people are desperate for that kind of format.
Well,
whether you're talking about radio news, television news.
Amy, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Where I'm coming from on this is we're libertarians, and we don't get equal time anywhere. I mean, that'd be awfully nice, but even I don't want to mandate a law that requires that libertarians get equal time. Let's let individual show hosts decide who gets what. And in this case, we decide that you can call in about anything. That's why it's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with Ann Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the listener map. You can get on it, add yourself to it, or just surf around the world and see who else is listening to the show. Map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, we just got off the phone with Amy in West Virginia. Calling from Super Talk 950 WVTS.
Super Talk.
And she was talking about, well, if you guys want more callers, you should have equal viewpoints on the air. For some reason, it was like an excuse for her to push the idea of going back to the equal time law that they used to have in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And I just want to just recap why it was that I was even lamenting not having calls, because we were on a topic, which, by the way, a violation of the rules of talk radio. You're not supposed to get on the radio and talk about how you don't have calls. Because we do. We've got calls. It's just that nobody called in about a topic that should have generated a bunch of calls. It should have generated a bunch of good
calls.
In
your mind, it should have generated. It didn't.
I know,
generate.
Because it has in the past. Well, which is why it's like, whoa,
it has
hello.
It has on FM talkers, but
we're on some FM talkers.
But we're more on AMs, and the show's much more politically oriented.
I understand that, but everybody still goes to office parties. That was why I even asked for it. So we weren't even talking about a political topic.
Right.
So I don't even know why she called in about
She wanted to push her, back the equal time
which
thing.
I think is a terrible idea.
I agree. If it was great, Hannity and Combs would be the number one show on television. It's not. It's not even close.
They got a decent viewership.
I'm not. I said the number one show, and it's not. It's not even close. It's not the number one political show by any stretch.
Right, and also, I mean, when it comes to this rule, this law that's now defunct, it's been eliminated at this point, but essentially it mandated that radio stations and television stations had to give equal time to political candidates. Well, for some reason, I get the feeling that wouldn't have applied to third parties.
Sure.
Don't you get
wouldn't.
That feeling? Like,
absolutely.
I mean, wouldn't the Libertarian Party be a little more active today? Wouldn't it have more members if its candidates were allowed to simply say, hey, radio station owner, I heard you put a Democrat and a Republican on the air this week, but I'm running for Congress as a Libertarian, and why am I not getting equal time? They could do that, but they, I guess, didn't, or they weren't allowed. Maybe it was only for Republicans and Democrats. Maybe it was only for the major parties to get so-called equal time. That's not very fair, is it?
The major parties are the ones that make the laws. So,
indeed.
The major parties are the ones who get to enforce them. And the reason I really don't believe in the Libertarian Party is because I just don't think they're ever going to be able to break through that particular problem.
So when it comes to giving people equal time, I think that political types have access to the airwaves. They can equally buy advertisements. So, for instance, if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you want to go buy an advertisement on your local radio station, as long as the inventory is available, you can go and buy it. Nobody's stopping you from doing that.
Right. Well, I wouldn't force the radio stations to sell it to them, but
I wouldn't either.
There's actually laws on the books regarding that, too. When it comes to political ads, you have to sell your ad to the political advertiser at the lowest rate you've sold an ad in the last 90 days.
Yeah.
You have to sell it to them. So you can't ask them for a higher rate or anything like that. And I don't know if you know, but and obviously stations don't follow the stations I worked at have not followed this rule hard and fast. But, you know, there's some ads are very, very cheap. The premier ads that come through Clear Channel, they're like $2 or $3 a piece for those little 10-second liners or whatever they are.
Okay.
Whereas on the same station, a 60-second ad might be
$25,
$150.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
So do we want to bring this law back and mandate that a radio talk show host has to give equal time to every political party?
I don't want to bring a law back to mandate anything.
No, I don't either. You want to talk about boring radio. That's one of the reasons why we don't talk about politics. I think Amy probably hasn't listened to Free Talk Live very much, because while we cover political issues, we don't cover them in the typical ways that the Republicans and the Democrats do on this show. And I would put a shotgun in my mouth if I was mandated to have Republicans and Democrats come on the air on this show. That would be hell for me. I don't want to talk to those boobs. 800-259-9231.
It would be a brawl on here if we brought on political candidates of the Republican.
Yeah, they wouldn't
want
to come on here. They wouldn't want to. As soon as they got wind of what we were up to, like the time I tried to get Mothers Against Drunk Driving on this show, they got wind of what this show was all about, canceled their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even want to come near us. We challenged too many ideas. We're too iconoclastic for them. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ben in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ian. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind, Ben?
I want to talk about government health care and why it doesn't work.
Indeed. Go for it.
Well, right now I'm serving in the Marine Corps, so I live with government health care every day.
Mm.
And I've got two specific examples as to why it's a bad thing for anyone who still holds hope for it.
Go for it.
First one, close personal acquaintance of our families contracted hepatitis through a blood transfusion in the Army.
Ooh. Well.
And second one, just more recently, not quite so serious, but equally retarded. Someone I work with in my shop, they scheduled a wisdom tooth appointment for him to get his wisdom teeth pulled.
Okay.
He hasn't had wisdom teeth in 5 years.
Wow.
Why'd they schedule the appointment? How'd that happen?
I don't know. They give, like, every night they hand in a list of, like, medical dental appointments that they've given people.
Hmm.
I don't even know how they obtain these, because there was never a consultation or anything like that. They just gave it to them.
Yeah, you know, there's all kinds of examples of socialist health care just failing and being slow and inept.
People seem to want this terrible health care. As long as it's free,
yeah.
they we have a right to universal health care. Well, you don't have a right to it. If you had a right to health care, then I would be, somebody has to give that health care.
Right.
Then you have the right to command that person. And that's not what a right is. A right is a freedom, not the ability to command somebody.
By the way, I want to jump back to the first example of the hepatitis transmission.
Yes.
Now, it's, to be fair, in the marketplace, mistakes can happen, right? I mean, that mistake could have happened in a private situation. But on
right, but a private company would have some, something to lose by that.
Yeah, they would have responsibility. They could be sued. They would have to make amends. They would have to make good as well as they possibly could on this. What happened in the military's case? Was there a lawsuit involved here, or did he just have to get hepatitis and live with it?
I think he's just been living with it. I don't know if there's ever any opportunity for a compensation on his part.
Right, and plus, even if there was compensation, even if you could successfully sue the government, which very rarely happens, it is possible.
It takes forever.
Very rare. It takes forever. But even if you could successfully sue the government, taxpayers are paying the bill.
Exactly.
The doctors that screwed it up, probably going to keep their jobs. They're not going to have their pay docked. They're not going to feel any sort of ramifications in any way whatsoever, except maybe a mean memo that'll get sent out. And then you and I get fleeced to pay the bills. Ben, any other thoughts
right.
for us?
No, just keep it up. I'm looking forward to moving back to the free state when I get out.
How much more time do you have?
I just finished my first year,
oof.
But I'm originally from King.
So you got three more?
Yes.
Good luck, Ben. We'll see you when you get back. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I feel like it's a sentence. Hey, when you join the military, you've got your 4 years, or I guess they're doing 2 years now.
You're certainly not getting out.
Yeah, you're essentially sentenced to forced labor for 3 years. And if you didn't realize what you were getting into, too bad. Oops.
You're in.
Yep, you're in. You can't get out.
You try to leave, and you're in big old trouble.
So I guess there are some ways you can do it. You can sort of be a non... You can get discharged. It's just, I guess it's tricky to get the honorable discharges compared to... There's different categories of it. There's dishonorable discharge, there's honorable discharge, and then there's like a general discharge.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ones in there, actually. I think there's like five different, but some of them have to do with being injured.
I believe Keith in Tennessee might have some insight into that. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Normally,
what are the discharges?
Actually, for almost everybody, it's 8-year commitment if you sign up the first time.
Oh, if that's 4 years on and then right. the 4 years as the ready reserves?
Right. Well, it depends on how you sign up, but it's got to be a total of 8 pretty much.
Yeah. That's almost a decade of your life. Keith, hang on. I know you had something you wanted to talk about, so coming back to you. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain in this, the live Saturday edition. Still enough time for your call about anything. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book, The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home, distributing technology products, will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, in here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the fact that we give away all those features for free, then you can support the show in two ways. One, you can head over and shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy virtually anything that you could possibly need in life. And there are over 35 categories of products. And don't forget, holiday shopping can be done at Amazon.freetalklive.com as well. Because if you buy at Amazon.freetalklive.com, and our listeners bought over 230 products last month alone, which is awesome, then we get a percentage of the sale. Free Talk Live benefits from everything you purchase. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you can help spread the message of liberty and freedom around the world, around the country. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. To Keith in Tennessee, we return to. Hello, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello again.
All right, so what were you calling in about tonight, sir?
Oh, right. I was calling in about the news, what your, not your last call, but the call from West Virginia talked about.
Yes, Amy.
Amy, I think Amy had a great idea that you should like cover the news, since, like she said, it's not really, you know, out there. It's not really covered. No one's ever talking about it.
Well, what sort of news would you like to hear covered?
I don't know. I think I remember a long time ago something like Mark said he might do a version of the news, like a really cool version or something.
Oh, yeah. That's still something that's sort of in the hopper for the future. Basically, the idea is, for instance, on some FM stations, when you're listening to an AM talk radio station, you've got that 6 minutes at the top of the hour, typically, that is known as the news. And usually it's like a CBS or CNN or Fox News. It depends.
USA.
It depends on your local station and who they have their contract with. But in that particular position, we sit here and, you know, we surf around the net and we do things in the studio. We do a little show prep, whatever we need to get done. On an FM talk station, sometimes they don't have the news. Sometimes on their local shows, they don't have it. So, for instance, in the future, it may come to the point where we'll need to provide a program segment during that particular. It'll be like an optional segment for stations. Stations that have news won't be able to pick it up, but stations that don't have it, we'll be able to pick up an extra Free Talk Live segment where we could have Mark maybe reading news items. But Free Talk Live isn't a news show. We don't start the show out by talking about whatever the top issue is. We talk about what's interesting to us, and in some cases that doesn't necessarily have to do with news at all. Like, for instance, in hour number two, we talked about holiday parties. So that said, Keith, any other thoughts?
Well, I think you have really good points there, but I still think you should have Mark read more because it's really funny when he reads. He's always messing up.
Yeah, that's great. I'm terrible. That's just what we need. Thanks for the call, Keith. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of news and Mark reading, one out of 32 Americans, Mark, what's going on with them?
Well, they're locked up. They're locked up. Apparently, America has we incarcerate more of our citizens than any other westernized. Any
I
country
did
in the
know
world.
That. Actually, I did know exactly what this was about. This is sick stuff.
And we have a new record from the Associated Press. A record 7 million people, or one in every 32 American adults, are behind bars.
Oh my gosh!
On probation or on parole by the end of last year, according to the Justice Department. Of those, 2.2 million were in prison or jail, an increase of 2.7 over the previous year, according to a report released last Wednesday. More than 4.1 people were on probation and 784,000 were on parole at the end of 2005. I don't know what the difference between probation and parole, other than parole comes after prison and probation's before, but I think essentially they're the same thing.
Okay.
Prison releases are increasing, but admissions are increasing more. Men still far outnumber women in prisons and jails, but the female population is growing a lot faster. Over the past year, the female population in state or federal prison increased by 2.6%, while the number of males only rose by 1.9%. By the year's end, 7% of all inmates were women, and gender figures do not include inmates in local jails. So, girls are getting locked up more and more.
Now, why is all this happening, Mark? Why are so many Americans spending time in jail? Are we becoming a more violent society? What is the reason behind this?
Well, two words, the drug war.
Does the article actually bear that out, or is that just your suggestion?
It does bear it out as far as the women go. It doesn't talk about men specifically, but the reason that there are more women in prison than there have been in the past is because of drug crimes. And if the men are going up also, then their number's increasing, then why would they be increasing? If the women are increasing because of drug crimes, then why are men increasing?
Indeed. So the solution?
Make drugs legal.
Well, now, the police officers would say, or some police officers would say to that, well, if you make drugs legal, then the government is just going to regulate them, and that's going to allow the black market to continue to operate.
I disagree. Is there a black market in gin?
There are people that are making whiskey in their bathtubs.
There absolutely are people that are making whiskey in their bathtubs, and are they selling it to anyone?
Probably not.
Because nobody wants to buy whiskey that was made in the bathtub, which is how pretty much they make meth. So if you have the option, you're a meth guy, and you have the option of buying meth that was made in the bathtub or meth that was made in the lab by Pfizer, which meth would you prefer?
Whichever one's cheaper.
Every time? Because I think that you can get bathtub whiskey. I don't know what I have no idea. But let's say you can get bathtub whiskey for $2 a liter.
Yeah.
I don't want it. As a matter of fact, when I go to bars, I pay for top shelf drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to drink the cheapest vodka that they have. I want the good one.
Well,
the one that tastes better and the one that I feel it's going to give me a less of a hangover.
I was talking with some of the cops on lawenforcementforums.com about this, and I pointed out, he said, well, if these drugs are legal, it'll get regulated, and then the drug lords will still make money. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, where are the alcohol lords? And he named one of the breweries down the street, and I said, no. I mean the illicit ones, the ones that aren't legitimate. Where are the alcohol lords? Where are the most wanted alcohol dealers in America? You don't hear about it. That's because there aren't any. And then he said, well, there are some people I know people who brew their own alcohol, and they give it away for free. Some of them do.
So
and I
what?
Said, okay, fine. The fact still remains. If drugs were made legal, then it wouldn't matter if there's an occasional person here and there that happens to brew their own drugs or make their own drugs. They happen to give it away because the vast majority of users, the vast, super, super majority of alcohol users are not brewing their own alcohol. Only a small percentage of hobbyists brew their own alcohol.
Now,
same thing would happen with other drugs.
I've heard people say, well, if you made drugs legal, then everybody would just grow pot in their backyard and nobody would buy it off the market.
I wouldn't grow pot.
Now, let's look at this for a second. Tobacco isn't a difficult plant to grow. And there's certainly places in America where it would grow easily, like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we know just this rampant growth of tobacco?
Well, part of it may be because it's illegal.
It's illegal to grow tobacco?
In some states, it is illegal to grow tobacco because they don't want you competing with the tobacco companies.
Well, that's just protectionism. And
yes, it is.
A bad idea.
It's despicable.
But I don't think it's illegal. For one, it may be illegal, but most cops don't know it's illegal, and I don't know it's illegal. So
and they're not on the lookout for tobacco plants.
Right, no big deal.
Right.
Even people that smoke a pipe, that would probably be the easiest way to take a tear up tobacco leaves, I guess, dry them and hang them and then tear them up.
Yeah, that's not easy at all.
It's easy to
walk into the store and buy some off the
pack
shelf.
Pack of smokes for $3 or whatever. I think it's probably $5, $6, $7.
So to jump back onto the topic here, because we've got to get to the phones here in just a moment, but to jump back, the solution is to end the war on drugs. Because if you end the war on drugs, it takes the profit incentive out of the business, takes all the extreme black market profits out, turns the business over to legitimate entities, and makes it so everything's done on the up and up. And the users don't have to knock over convenience stores, rob mothers and fathers and children, to break into cars, and commit violence in order to get their hands on the money they need to buy their stuff.
Violence against me, somebody who doesn't use drugs.
Exactly. So
why should I be put in jeopardy from the drug war when I don't do them?
It's the only sensible solution. We got to go to the phones to Jim in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hey, Jim.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
I got a real quick story that I find really indicative of the American condition today.
Okay.
We're kind of up to the end of the semester, and one of the options for the final project for my 2D design class is make a sign and go protest something. I told them, that's great. I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go make a sign that says deprivation of property by force is theft and stand in front of the local IRS office. And he asked me why I would do that. And, of course, just being a college, I have, of course, run smack into a liberal. So he actually thinks that taxes are good, and I asked him how he can possibly think that taxes are good, and he says that he thinks that taxes are a form of altruism, and that really kind of surprised me that people go to such lengths to think they're not being robbed by the government that they think forcibly depriving them of their property is equivalent to
altruism. Outrageous. We're out of time. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. There is no altruism behind taxes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't go to jail if you didn't pay them.
It's just force and threats. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, and enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking